Adam Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, in Richmond, 910 AM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Happy to be with you guys live and local on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. If you missed the first hour, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Spent the whole first hour talking about the NBA Finals Game 2 last night. Spurs go down in their own building. Wemby with the turnover and the missed shot. And they have, worst-case scenario, going to a packed crowd in Madison Square Garden in New York where they haven't seen a championship in 50-plus years, and they absolutely are in desperation mode down 0-2 in the NBA Finals. I think we'll get back into the NBA a little bit later with the Washington Wizards, but Commanders fans, I got a segment I planned for you guys because I'm really excited about this upcoming season. I've talked about it's the longest offseason of my life, right? Well, the Commanders just finished OTAs. There's another round of OTAs next week. But the vibes are right, and that's a win. Last year, they were off. A few of us talked about it. I kind of ignored it. I thought all along, oh, yeah, Terry McLaurin will just get his contract, we'll get back on the field, and he'll be fine. But the vibes were off last year. Looking back on it, we can see. The vibes were off. Jaden was throwing at Chris Moore and, you know, Robbie Anderson. I mean, come on, bunch of losers. And that was in training camp too, right? But now everybody's bought in, right? That's the vibes are right. Longest offseason of my life, but it's all about stacking wins. I thought we won in free agency. I thought we won in our draft class. I love Sonny Styles. We won with OTA's nearly perfect attendance. So there's a lot to be excited about if you're a Commanders fan. You have a franchise quarterback who's playing with a chip on his shoulder this year. An exciting new-look offense catered to make him great, right? That's why Adam Peters had Dan Quinn move on from Cliff Kingsbury and bring in David Blau to, you know, do some things that Ben Johnson did, do some things that Peters liked from San Francisco when he was there. This is an offense that's supposed to revolve around making Jaden Daniels great because he's the most important player on this team, and he's going to be the most expensive player in a few years. That's why the clock is ticking to strike while you have him on a rookie contract. On the other side of the ball, you have a ton of new talent, young talent, defenders who really are exciting. You have a smart new defensive coordinator that likes to blitz. That gets people fired up. But it is, no doubt about it, an NFC arms race. An NFC arms race. The Rams, they're leading the way now. They've made the big move. The Giants, Cowboys, and Eagles all have improved their rosters as well. Not saying the Commanders haven't, but it's an arms race in the NFC. We might be better. The entire NFC East is better. The entire NFC West is better. The entire NFC got a lot better this offseason. So I'm excited, but there's also 10 things I'm worried about going into training camp. Here's my list of 10 things I'm worried about right now as a Commanders fan. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. I feel like Adam Peters did a great job, right? You heard me say this 2 weeks ago. Adam Peters can wash his hands, sit back down in his office chair, and feel like I've done my job. Now it's up to the guys I've hired, the coaching staff, to make it work with the players I brought in, right? I think Adam Peters did a great job. I loved his moves this offseason. Now it's up to the coaching staff. But if the season doesn't go well, I'll look back to this list here of 10 things that I'm worried about this season. What went wrong? Number one, if Jaden Daniels gets injured. And I have to say that just because I know everyone's listening is thinking about it too, right? He is the most important thing to this franchise, just like Patrick Mahomes, the most important thing to the Chiefs, Lamar Jackson's the most important thing to the Ravens. You know, talk about those teams having success without their quarterback. You don't see it. Jaden Daniels needs to stay healthy. Jaden Daniels getting injured is the first thing I'm worried about. I'm going to continue to be worried about it. I don't think he's injury prone. And you know, yes, part of it is the PTSD from RG3, but it's more just what I saw last season. Without Jaden Daniels, we have no chance to win games. He is everything for this franchise. And I want to see him prove the haters wrong, that he's not injury prone, that he can stay fully healthy, that he is the best quarterback from his draft class, like he was year one. Jayden Daniels staying healthy, Jayden Daniels getting injured is the first thing that I'm worried about, and probably a lot of the listeners as well. Number two, it's this offensive line struggling. It feels like we're split, the fan base 50-50. Some of this fan base thinks this is an amazing offensive line that's on their way back to being the Hogs again. Because you got Laremy Tunsil on one side, now you got a lean, mean fighting machine in shape on the other side, and Josh Connolly. And Sam Cosmi's proven to be a Pro Bowler, right? And they re-signed Chris Paul. Nick Allegretti has me worried. Am I the only one? I'll raise my hand right now, June 6th, and say, I am very worried about Nick Allegretti being a starting center on a playoff team. We drafted a center. I don't think he's going to be ready yet. I think it's pretty clear Adam Peters wanted to upgrade at center. He didn't get the guy he wanted. I still think he did a great job this offseason, but if there's one thing that I'm going to be worried about, I'm listing 10 things. Number one is Jayden getting injured. Number two, it's the offensive line, specifically the interior of that offensive line. Number three, 10 things I'm worried about this season. Even though I thought Adam Peters did a great job this offseason, you guys listening to this show know I said I want to upgrade running back. I want to upgrade running back. I did not think Bill was good enough to be your starting running back on a playoff team. You look around the league and you see how good Saquon Barkley and Bijan Robinson are, and I wanted one of those. And that's why we had the conversations about Jeremiah Love. Now, I'm very pleased we got Sonny Styles, and I do think that Rashad White's going to surprise some people, and we did draft a running back to try to improve that room in Catron Allen. But you're going to continue to hear me say that, hey, if Alvin Kamara's on the trading blocks, I would call the New Orleans Saints and see how much it's going to cost. I'm worried, 10 things I'm worried about, that maybe our running backs aren't elite. Maybe our running backs aren't good enough, and so we could have the same issue of last year where if first down we run for 1 yard or less, you know, because the defense is focusing in on Jayden. Yeah, we'll let you hand it off to Bill. We think we're going to stop him. Bill was good last year in three games, like really good in three games, had a ton of highlights, twice against the Giants and the Chargers game. He had fumbling issues at times. He's a seventh-round pick. Sometimes that's who you are. Is it a concern? Yeah, it's one of the 10 things I'm worried about, that the running backs aren't fully elite. Number four, I got to say wide receiver two, because I think that's what everybody's thinking. You might be driving around, all right, when's A-Wad going to talk about wide receivers? Because that's what I'm worried about. We know we have Terry McLaurin, and then it's a who, what, when, where. Who's our number two? Right now, it feels like Treylon Burks is en route to win wide receiver two. That's kind of shocking to me. I thought he had one step out of the league last year. All right, he made the catch of the season, but can he do that consistently? I think for Treylon Burks to win wide receiver two, he has to be nearly perfect at OTAs. Maybe he's been so far. Nearly perfect in training camp, nearly perfect in preseason. Because I think Adam Peters wants to give the opportunity to Luke McCaffrey, Antonio Williams, and Jalen Lane, right? But you have the veterans in there, Treylon Burks, De'Ami Brown, Van Jefferson, to compete. Got to be one of the 10 things I'm most worried about is, do we have a good enough wide receiver too? Number five, it is our secondary getting beat deep. You know, everybody's going to say, well, your secondary is only as good enough as your defensive line. I did a stock up, stock down from OTAs. I don't know how you could say stock up for the secondary. Trey Amos needs to be a CB1, but he's not fully healthy. Mikey Sainer still. I like him a lot, and he's also been inconsistent. Is he inside or is he outside? Is Amik Robertson good enough? Did we do a good enough job this secondary with what we put together? Is it going to be Nick Cross and Quan Martin, Nick Cross and Will Harris? That was one of our big issues last season, was our secondary running into each other on passing plays, right? I know I don't really trust our secondary to make tackles. How many times have I seen Quan Martin miss? Mikey Samer still as well, not wrapping up. But how about our secondary against the deep ball downfield? That's certainly one of the 10 things I'm worried about. Six, kicking issues. You know, there's a kicking competition going on right now. Great. I don't feel comfortable about either of those guys. Seven, our tight end lacking separation. So all of the Chig highlights, he's getting amazing yards after catch, but he's wide open. And I do think that Zach Ertz's little maneuvers that he would do, the footwork, the little feints, using his shoulder, using his butt to box someone out, he was good at creating separation. Even though he didn't have the speed, he had the IQ to do that, to kind of fake inside, go outside, you know, faint one way, go the other way. If this offense is going to be a top 10, top 15 offense, that means Chig goes from tight end 23 to tight end, you know, top 15. And we can all say that that's going to happen. I'm worried about it. Because he hasn't popped off yet in his career. But I guess that's the theme of this offseason, was everybody we brought in hasn't popped off yet, hasn't hit their peak in the National Football League. 10 things I'm most worried about this season. 8, defensive line not getting enough sacks. A lot of hope that Adafi Owe is proving his $100 million worth with a double-digit sack season. Durance Armstrong can be healthy. Clavon Chaisson can be an impact player as well. 9 of the 10 things I'm most worried about this season. ESPN wrote a great article about the biggest positional upgrades, and number 3 was the Washington Commanders linebacking crew to go from Bobby Wagner, Luvu, to Sonny Styles, Leo Chenal. And it's a good article, and there's a good write-up, and it makes a lot of sense. All right, yeah, Sonny Styles, converted safety to linebacker, has the speed. Leo Chenal has the athleticism. Man, they should come in. But there's a learning curve to playing middle linebacker in the National Football League that might take them some time here. We saw this last year. McGee was faster than Wagner, but there were times in which Wagner would get the tackle over McGee because he was just a step quicker because he was able to anticipate what was going to happen. Number 10, 10 things I'm worried about this season. The schedule's tough. The schedule's so tough! Why did they screw us like this? Yeah, we're going to send the Commanders, who were 5-12, to the Divisional Champions Week 1, and then we're going to send you to your arch rivals, Dallas Week 2. And then why don't you have the Super Bowl champions in your building Week 3, and then send your ass to London Week 4. Good luck, Dan Quinn, keeping your job. Oh, the schedule's tough. Can we go 1-1, 3-3, 5-5, and then get hot? Those are the 10 things that I'm most worried about this upcoming NFL season for the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. Did I miss anything? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, just after 10:15 here on a Saturday, June 6th, and we're talking Washington Commanders. I do like the moves Adam Peters made this offseason, but I just had to get these things off my chest. 10 things I'm most worried about coming into this season. I rattled those off last segment. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Look, I do believe that this team is more talented than they were last year. I do think that we made the right move, probably, looking back at the both coordinators right now, right? I'm still a Cliff guy, but with Dan Quinn being on the hot seat, I understand he decided to pull the trigger and get two new coordinators, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. You know, I don't want to draft in the top 10 again for the next 5 or 6 years. Right, that's one of the most important things for me. Is I talked about this last week. Has Adam Peters stabilized this franchise yet? No, he hasn't. Because a true general manager stabilizing the franchise means you avoid the bottoming out season. You avoid the year in which you finished last place in your division. You hover around first or second, and you become a contender with, you know, your trajectory going upwards. Last year was a huge setback. That's, you know, that's the truth. And so he hasn't stabilized this franchise yet, but I think with the building blocks that he's brought in the draft and free agency, hopefully, if we avoid injury, that will be the last time we draft in the top 10 for a while. If you want to chime in, what are you worried about this season? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. What's up, Sean?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I couldn't agree with you more on two that really kind of stand out for me from what your list is. The interior of the offensive line, and kind of by, you know, piggybacking off of that, is the running game. I think with the new offense coming in with a little bit more under center and a lot more play action, defenses need to respect the running game. And if they don't, then they can just kind of sit back and pick you know, Jaden Daniels apart. If Allegretti works out, it works out. It's great. Awesome. But that needs to be like a sure thing, because the running game needs to jump a lot more than what it did last season. If we're, you know, running 2-3 yards, you know, per, it's just not enough.
Would you have tried to upgrade the running back room, or is your thing more you wanted to go get that big center?
I think if you know, cart before the horse, I think that you want that, you know, number one center. I don't know if, you know, it sounded like our, you know, GM wasn't big on paying big money for Biadasz. So it's, you know, it's a tough thing. I probably would have spent, I mean, it's hard to say a higher pick because we needed wide receiver help and Sonny Styles. We would never, after Tate went, it wasn't like we were going to take him. So yeah, I think a center, makes the running back group a little bit more appetizing, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Sean. Good call. Appreciate you chiming in. We see eye to eye on what to be worried about. The interior of the offensive line, it has me worried. I mean, and I think a lot of people feel in the same way. Like, Peters made it kind of clear he wanted Lindenbaum. It didn't happen, and then it was Allegretti, the backup player, and then you draft a center in the sixth round. Is he the option there? It doesn't seem like we have anybody else on the team that can be a serviceable center. And then, you know, what about left guard? Is Chris Paul, is he going to be a guy that can be dominant at left guard? Is that maybe a spot in which Brandon Coleman can win? I think Brandon Coleman should be part of the five on the offensive line moving forward. You got to find a role for him because Adam Peters drafted him, right? I mean, I just keep going back to that. If Adam Peters drafted you, you're on his resume, he wants to develop you. And Brandon Coleman played guard at TCU. And so maybe that it's just all about competition, right? Coleman versus Paul in training camp and OTAs is going to be fun, I guess. Like, I want him to win that job, though. I think if the offensive line is going to be at their best, Brandon Coleman needs to be one of the five out there. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. So, you know, back to the things that I'm most worried about this season. With Jaden getting injured, it's just I want the entire team to make sure they're doing their part in limiting the amount of plays in which that is possible. So, like, with David Blough coming in here, and I know he's going to run, you know, more Jaden under center, less hurry up, and hopefully Jaden will get some play action chances to scramble. But can David Blough actually protect him like Cliff Kingsbury could not protect him? And that's what it really could come down to. Cliff Kingsbury would call plays, and Jaden's not supposed to run it, and he would run it and then get hurt, right? The play he got hurt at the line against the Seahawks, that's not Cliff's fault. He's supposed to hand it off. So, I don't know. Maybe it's the relationship that David Blough has with Jaden that can hopefully change that. It seems like everything that I hear from Blough and from Jaden, they really do have respect for each other, and it kind of is building off of the relationship that Jaden had with Cliff, and Blough was here part of that, so it's not some new guy and not some new offense completely. Jaden's turning into the master of this offense already. But yeah, I just don't know how you can't be worried about that being a possibility. Again, I don't think he's injury prone. I'd like to see my starting quarterback play all 17 games again and shut up all the haters, right? If he plays 17 games and is fully healthy, we're going to be back to talking about Jaden Daniels as a future MVP. Jaden Daniels is a top 10 quarterback. Jaden Daniels as the best of his draft class. He's just got to stay healthy because Jaden being himself is good enough. The offensive line, I'm worried about. Now, with the running backs, as much as I've said that is a worry of mine, I think Rashad White is going to surprise some people. That Austin Ekeler role from 2024 was so crucial for this team's success. Jaden Daniels could run around, and on 3rd and 15, sometimes he would run it himself. And what we did to convert and move the chains 2024 was incredible. But it was underrated the amount of times that Jaden on a 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 10 would be willing to punt, or at least willing to go for it on 4th down by dropping it off to Austin Ekeler, who would turn a 3-yard pass into 15 and move the chains himself. I mean, he was a living, breathing, walking first down in 2024. I'm hoping Rashad White can give us something like that. 10 things that got me most worried about the Commanders this upcoming season. I gave you that list. When we return, I'll give you 10 things I'm most excited about this upcoming season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Happy Saturday, everybody. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Just after 10:30 a.m., you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the Fan, DC Sports Radio 106.7 FM, Team 980 on the AM dial, and of course, got you covered on the Odyssey app. Take the show with you on the go. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. We've been talking about 10 things I'm worried about for the Commanders this upcoming season. I'm worried, of course, because my expectations are really high. I want this team to get into the playoffs. That's my expectations. Anything less than that, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to be pissed off. I want to see us make the playoffs. Maybe it's the Rams year. Fine. Have this year's Super Bowl. It's in L.A. I want to make the playoffs this year, may have playoffs next year, and win it next year. I want this to be the building block season, and we look back and we say, oh, yeah, you know, remember 2024 and then the setback in 2025, major comeback back into the postseason, Jaden Daniels looking like a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League again. He's got to stay healthy. The offensive line's got to do their part. And as we've been talking about, the interior of the offensive line's got to open it up for the running backs. Let's go to the phone lines. What are you worried about? 1-800-636-1067. We've got Rusty in VA. What's going on, Rusty?
Hey, what's going on, Epstein? It's old bracket forecast down in Richmond. You know, we crossed paths several times in the VCU world. But yeah, I wanted to talk about the Commanders. Unless they get injured, injuries are my main concern, because the roster as it stands now, the 22 guys that are like set to take the field in September is a good enough team to make the playoffs, in my opinion. It's just a matter if Terry gets hurt and Terry gets injured, if Jaden gets hurt and gets injured, Laramie Tunsil, if Chigakonkwo, it's just, they're very thin.
Yeah. So well, look, that's the same thing from 2024, right? 2024, the roster with Jaden was a playoff team, and then the injury bug bit them in 2025. So I think my question for you about this roster is, like you're saying, if there's injuries, do you feel like we have too deep at any position? Can we afford an injury at any of these starting spots?
Of course not with Jaden. You know, if Jaden goes down for a significant period of time, then we're kind of screwed. But, and like I said, if Terry goes down, then probably, for an extended period of time, probably not a playoff team. But, honestly, I think we're pretty deep at the front seven. I would argue to a man, like from 1 through 7 of that, the defensive front and the linebacking core. I'm not saying that the top of the depth chart is the most talented in the NFL, but those seven, like in terms of depth, number 6, 5, 6, 7 on that front seven are probably up there in the top 5 most talented players, because they completely remade that roster with Chenal, with Styles, with Chaisson, with Adoue. There's no alpha. Like you're not going to get a Myles Garrett in that group, but you do have with Deron Payne, like you count the guys, it's a completely different setup. They got younger and they got faster in that front seven, to where the secondary doesn't have to sit and cover for everybody's talking about how the secondary is not that great. And the secondary is thin too. That's another position where I would say, like, if Trey Amos gets injured, then they're in trouble because they're so thin at cornerback. But if they stay healthy, I feel really good about this roster.
Yeah, I think you make a great point about the defensive line. Like, the defensive line last year couldn't withstand losing Dorrance Armstrong. This year they can. They did double up at every position. You know, Dietrich Wise, Dorrance Armstrong, Chase on, all the guys they brought in, they can, you know, they can lose one of those guys, probably not at Afeowe, but they could lose one of those guys and be fine. Secondary, they are definitely very thin. And Amos, right now, not out there for OTAs. It's hard to say the secondary is stock up at all.
I will say, just before I let you go, or before you let me go, you know, in terms of Amos, like, he may not be out there at this point, but as far as his broken collarbone, I've heard that he's going to be fine by training camp. So I'm not worried about him. You know, they're probably just easing him in because they're not putting too much emphasis on OTAs. And I think, but you know, I, from my understanding, that he's going to be 100% go by the time it's time for them to get it as.
Yeah. I just wonder if a healthy Trey Amos can be a legit CB1 out there in the NFL. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. So we went through some of the worrying pains here for this upcoming season. Here are some things that I'm very excited about. So number one in the worries was Jaden getting injured. Number one things I'm excited about is Jaden playing with a chip on his shoulder. Like, there's no doubt about it. Jaden hears the noise. Oh, dude, you're the next RG3. You're injury prone. Oh, man, you don't think Jaden Daniels heard that Kurt Warner said he was inaccurate last year at times on some of his throws? He's hearing all of this. He's hearing all of this. He's getting to work. He's probably going to gain a little bit of muscle in his arms because I'm sure he's hearing all the talk about how he's too skinny. Jaden Daniels is going to have the ultimate chip on his shoulder this season, and that is the number one thing that I'm most excited about. You heard Lewis Riddick this week on, what was it, Grant Danny? That got me super pumped. Yeah, he's going to prove everyone back into the top five. Not even top 10, top five, Jaden Daniels this upcoming season. Second thing I'm most excited about is the Terry McLaurin bounce back year. Terry McLaurin bounce back year. Number two thing I'm most excited about, McLaurin's been our, you know, number one wide receiver since he came here into Washington. He's proven it. Every single year, he has proven it, even his rookie year, right? If he played all 17 games, would have been 1,000-yard receiver every year in the NFL, except for last year, right? So all he has to do is get back to playing 15-plus games. He's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver, probably average 6 touchdowns, right, like he's done throughout his career. I am excited for the Terry McLaurin bounce back year. And also the second part of that is Terry McLaurin actually getting 10 targets a game. There's been a lot of coordinators that have talked the talk. David Blau seems to be a guy that's committed to this, right? He's going to continue to talk about it. They are going to target Terry early, often, move him around, keep the defense off balance, and get your number one weapon the ball 10 times a game. Number three, Rashad White. I believe Rashad White is going to prove to a lot of people that he is a legit scat back in the National Football League and can have a long career in that. Number four, 10 things I'm most excited about. We mentioned McLaurin bounce back year. There's one guy defensively who I'm desperate to have a bounce back year for. That is, I'm the leader of the Luvu Love Club. I loved Frankie Luvu in 2024, and at times last year he was unplayable. New coordinator. Even Durante Jones in his opening press conference talked about how he needs to get the best out of Frankie Luvu. That's number four. I'm excited to see Frankie Luvu bounce back here on the defensive end. Number five, 10 things I'm excited about. Dorrance Armstrong being healthy. We could talk about this defensive line last year not being good enough, and that is the truth. But Dorrance Armstrong was good enough when he played. He was playing at a level that is a serviceable starting edge rusher in the National Football League. 7 games, 5.5 sacks. He was better than he was in 2024 when he came over to follow Dan Quinn because he wanted to be part of that defense. He was having a strong season, and the defensive line fell off completely when he wasn't there. One of the 10 things I'm most excited about, a healthy Dorrance Armstrong. Number six, Sonny Styles blitzes. Let him use his speed up the middle, the cross-dog blitzes like we did last year with Luvu and Wagner. Number seven, this team last year could not stop running backs, and I saw Quan Martin and others miss tackle after tackle at the safety position coming down in the box to stop running backs. Nick Cross is supposed to be the ultimate weapon for stopping running backs at the safety position. That's how he made a name for himself with the Indianapolis Colts. That's one of the 10 things I'm most excited for this upcoming season. 8, new OC and a new DC. I think that Dan Quinn did a great job in 2024 getting everybody excited because there was new energy in the building, right? Oh, yeah, look, Ron Rivera might not have wanted you, but I care about you, right? And that created energy and excitement in the room where people felt like they had a second chance, another opportunity. Then he brought in all the guys that might have been on their last leg, like Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner's of the world, that were up there in age but still had something left to prove, right? And he got that out of them. 2025, it didn't work. 2026, I'm already seeing this at OTAs. There's new energy with the new OC and the new DC. Players like to learn, right? They like to be coached up. They want to get better. New DC, new OC seems to bring some excitement. It's one of the 10 things I'm most excited about. Number 9, our arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys, in our building for the biggest game of the season, Week 18. It could all come down to Week 18, win and you're in, lose and it's Cancun, right? We see this happen time after time in the National Football League. They're promoting, pushing these divisional games towards the end of the season so that it can be for the divisional championship or for a playoff spot. That has to be one of the 10 things Commanders fans are excited for. We get Dallas in our building with maybe the season on the line. 10 things I'm most excited for. For the second half of the season. Second half of the season, if you just base it off of the week 10 and on, all right? 4 weeks in a row against non-playoff teams, and then 5 weeks of 3 games are at home, 2 games are on the road, and we get Dallas at home. So that second half of the schedule, that is absolutely one of the things I'm most excited for. I'm going to continue to say it, right? 1-1, 3-3, 5-5, and then get hot. Maybe it's a loser mentality to not want to start hot and get to 7-2 again. But almost every single time we've made the playoffs in my lifetime, we've had to go on a run at the end of the season. I see the same thing happening again this year. Those are the 10 things I'm most excited for the upcoming Washington Commanders season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. What up? It's AWOD here on a Saturday, June 6th, live and local in the nation's capital, DC Sports Radio 106.7, the Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. And I was talking about the 10 things I'm most excited about for the upcoming Commanders season, building off of also the 10 things I'm most worried about. But for the excitement, I mean, I am so excited to see how this offense fits Jaden Daniels. Like, David Blough, who I was not that pumped for when he got the job, has won me over with his press conferences. I'm now pumped up. I love that we talked about he's going to push Terry McLaurin to take his already incredible Commander's career to the next level. He wants to challenge Jaden Daniels, right? I mean, I think that this offense this year is going to be an offense that will bring the best out of Jaden Daniels. That's why they made this move. It's David Blough's ideas married with what Adam Peters envisions for a franchise quarterback to stay healthy. You have to be able to run the ball. They know that. He wants less hurry up, right? They want more sustained drives, get down the field, take time of possession, give your defense a chance to rest, and when you get to the red zone, convert it into the end zone for 7 points. It should be an exciting season if Jaden Daniels is healthy with this massive chip on his shoulder. I think he's going to prove some people that he is back into the top 10 just by staying healthy. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got John in Newburgh. John, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
How you doing, Adam? Hey,
morning.
The only thing I'm worried about, and for years I heard you complain about Ron standing on the sideline like General Douglas MacArthur, but now you have Dan, especially in the 2-minute warning, He has that deer in the headlights look, and half the time he's got his mouth open. That's the only thing I'm worried about is the adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll say: this, you know, defensively, it's going to be Durante Jones' show, right? And last year, when Joe Witt got fired, Dan Quinn had to step in. And offensively, now it's David Blough. He should have the time to make sure his time management's better, because I have not been the biggest fan of that. You're right. Calling timeouts, the final minutes of a game or a half, he has not been on top of it.
And also, too, Adam, I'm one of these fans driving around. You really don't talk about the wide receiver room much like you used to.
You want me to talk about them more?
Well, I'm always driving around saying, well, when is Adam going to talk about the wide receivers, for Christ's sake?
Yeah,
you always talk about them. But
I put it at number four on my list. I mean, do you agree, John? Are you more worried about Jaden's injury, the offensive line, and running backs? Or is wide receiver your biggest concern?
Well, the only thing, like you said, that man, his name slips my mind, the number two man that they may start, that concerns me.
Treylon Burks?
And with Adam Peterson last year, I think he really dropped the ball in the wide receiver room last year. And you and I talked about this before.
Yep.
So hopefully everything will be good this year. And, hopefully Jaden will stay healthy. And hopefully it'll be an exciting season.
Yeah. Good call, John. I'll always appreciate you chiming in, and I'll build off that with the wide receivers. I think he dropped the ball last year on wide receiver, but I do think the bigger issue was Terry McLaurin not being healthy, right? And so that can mask some of the issues. Maybe you don't have the best number two or number three, but if you have a legit number one, if Terry McLaurin's a 1,000-yard receiver and 5 or 6 touchdowns, you will have an opportunity to get Antonio Williams open. I promise you that. Luke McCaffrey and whoever else that may be. The whole Treylon Burks thing is interesting. I think he's going to get cut. But all the reports we've heard from OTAs, he's been like the most talked about receiver not named Terry McLaurin. Is Treylon Burks making big plays? He had the catch of the year last year. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Patrick in Pennsylvania. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how's it going, A-Lot?
What's up, dude?
Hey, so biggest worries I have, like you said, the start of the season is going to be really, really tough. And I'm really hoping that the start, we're not going to just throw away the offensive philosophy because, you know, it's really easy to be impatient. But we're playing the Eagles, Cowboys, and Seahawks, and those are three solid teams to where it's going to take some time maybe to get into a flow of the offense. And we've seen around the league how important offensive coordination is. Yeah, I mean, look at the Eagles going from the Super Bowl to now last year, their offense just never looked right. You know, it's going to take a little bit of time though. And I just don't want everybody to, you know, put Dan Quinn on the chopping block, put the whole, you know, thing on fire just because we may start out 0-3, you know, but you know, the Texans started out 0-3 last year and then they got solidified into the playoffs and were a tough team. So I just don't want us to be impatient. You know, it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. But the optimist in me, you know, which is, I'm sure you're the same way being a Commanders fan all these years, is, you know, we're assuming the worst. But on the flip side, if we go 2-1 in the first 3 weeks, that to me, we're locked into the playoffs. You know, we're not going to be facing too many other harder teams than the first, you know, 5 to 6 weeks. So
yeah.
I'm excited for it. And then the thing I'm most excited about is kind of like what you were saying about Terry. Like, man, you know, I'm just really hoping it's a turnaround season for him.
Yeah.
And
well, Patrick, let me ask you something, all right? Because I agree with your worry, right? I mean, the first 3 weeks are tough, but that's also could be in our favor, the fact that it might take some time for this offense to be, you know, at the top of what they want to be. But also, we have the unknown in our factor. The Eagles, Cowboys, and Seahawks don't really know what we're going to run. Like, we could quietly work through our things at OTAs and training camp, not really show much in preseason, then boom, have this brand new look offense against the Eagles that nobody knows what's coming.
That's true, too. It's like, I'll be honest, I mean, I almost wish we were playing the Cowboys week one because their defense wasn't as good last year.
Yeah.
The problem is, two out of the first three games we're playing, like, a top 10-5 defense for a lot of years. I mean, these guys are, you know, could shut the Rams down or shut, you know, some other prolific offenses down, and they were able to do that, you know, with, you know, Eagles and the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, obviously. So, I mean, I agree with you, but I also don't know how much we can throw them off guard, you know, if they're just already a really naturally, like, top five defense. You know what I mean? I'm hopeful, but maybe we will. But, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge. But if we win those games, I mean, I'm so confident. But even if we lose, is what I'm trying to say, is we can't just write the ship off. We got to give it some time.
Yeah, we got to stay in the fight. Got to stay in the fight. Good call, Patrick. I appreciate you chiming in. We tried last year to stay in the fight. The train got off the tracks. This year, it's got to stay back on. Even if we're 1-2 or 2-4, right, or 4-6, we can get things going in the second half of the season. It is such a favorable schedule. You never know who's going to be good, so maybe we'll get screwed later on. And, you know, the Jags, Vikings, Falcons are the top of their division. But it just seems like it's going to be the gauntlet early on. If you can survive that, you will have an opportunity to be a postseason team. It's A-Wad here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan.